There's been a lot of talk in the news lately about the lottery, and that's because the largest payoff in U.S. history was won on March 30, 2012, in Maryland, Kansas, and Illinois. Even after the winning tickets were announced, there was a lot of confusion over who had won. One woman claimed to have the winning ticket hidden at a McDonald's restaurant where she worked. She'd been in charge of buying the tickets for the group of workers who pooled their money at a chance to win. She told everyone she had the winning ticket, but she had bought it separately and not with the pooled money from work. Well, after making many people angry with her, it all turned out to be a hoax and she didn't have the winning ticket after all. Do you know that your chances of winning that lottery were roughly 175.7 million to one? My dad was a lottery player. In fact, he bought tickets every week on the hope that he might win. He had favorite numbers that he would play over and over involving people's birthdays and anniversaries. And if the lottery went over $100 million, he would also buy a ticket for each one of his children. So I always knew there might be a winning ticket out there with my name on it. Luckily, he never spent more money than he had. He would occasionally win a couple $100s and that would keep him going. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, he never hit the big one.
I won't ask how many of you bought a ticket for the chance to win $656 million. Or, at the very least, how many of you dreamed a little about what you would do if you won the money? Did you think, first of all, I would retire, forget working? That would be a thing of the past. How about a new house and maybe a new car for everyone in the family, that is? Wow, just think what it could do. All your troubles would be over with, or would they? You might want to talk to Evelyn Adams, who won the New Jersey lottery not just once, but twice in 1985 and 1986 to the tune of $5.4 million. Today the money is all gone and she lives in a trailer. She says, "Everyone wanted my money. Everyone had their hand out. I never learned a simple word in the English language, no. I wish I had the chance to do it all over again. I'd be much smarter about it now," says Adams. She also lost money on the slot machines in Atlantic City. You think she would be smarter? Probably not. Or maybe you'd like to hear from William Bud Post. He won the $16.2 million Pennsylvania lottery in 1988, but now lives on Social Security. Guess how much he gets from Social Security? $450 a month and food stamps. He also says, "I wish it never happened. One of his brothers was arrested for hiring a hitman to try to kill him so he could get part of his winnings. Other siblings convinced him to invest in a car business and restaurant, both of which were unsuccessful. He says it was a total nightmare."
William Hurt of Lansing, Michigan, won $3.1 million in 1989. 2 years later, he was broke and charged with murder. His lawyer said he spent his fortune on a divorce and crack cocaine. Missourian Janet Lee won $18 million in 1993, but according to published records, 8 years later, she filed for bankruptcy with only $700 left. Did you know that Solomon says in Proverbs 13:11 that wealth gotten by vanity is diminished, but he who gathereth by labor shall increase? God wants us to work for our money. The stories of lottery winners who ultimately lost it all go on and on. But the worst and perhaps saddest one is Andrew Jackson Whitaker. He was already a millionaire when he won a multi-state Powerball lottery in 2002. At 55, he had a beautiful home, a nice family, and drove a fancy car. His initial spending consisted of building churches and a foundation for the less fortunate. But soon things spiraled out of control. He was robbed numerous times, once of more than $500,000 at a strip club. He became a heavy drinker. He and his wife divorced. He was accused of bouncing checks at Atlantic City casinos. But saddest of all was when his granddaughter, whom he was very close to, was found dead of a drug overdose. a drug problem that was easily funded by the $2,100 a week allowance he gave to her.
Here's an unbelievable story about a man who turned his luck around. In January 1962, Frank Selleck was traveling via a train from Sarajevo to Dubrovniki. However, the train derailed and plunged into an icy river, killing 17 passengers. Selleck managed to escape with only a broken arm and scrapes. This is the more amazing one next. The following year, he was on a plane when the door blew open from the cockpit, pulling him out of the plane. 19 people died on that flight, but he miraculously landed on a haystack and was okay. In 1966, he was on a bus that crashed and plunged into a river. Again, he escaped, although four others were killed. In 1970, he escaped his car before a faulty fuel pump engulfed it in flames. In 1973, he was in another car when it caught fire, and he lost most of his hair, but not his life. In 1995, he was hit by a city bus, but again had only minor injuries. In 1996, he escaped when he drove off a cliff to escape an oncoming truck. He managed to land in a tree and watched as his car exploded 300 feet below him. But in 2003, the heavens seemed to review his case and decided it was time for something good to happen to him, and he won $1 million in the Croatian lottery. He later said, "I knew God was watching over me all those years. I could be viewed as the world's most unlucky man or the world's luckiest, and I prefer the latter." At least he was willing to give God the credit for his good fortune.
So how much money would it take to set you up for life? Suppose you made $1 million a year. Would that give you financial security for the future? Well, apparently not if you're a professional athlete. According to news reports, 78% of NFL players are bankrupt within 2 years of retirement. 78%.
I just read in the paper about a professional athlete who went through $180 million in 2 years after his career. He is flat broke.
How can that be, you ask? The two biggest culprits are divorces and joblessness. Many former athletes cite the pressure of trying to maintain luxurious lifestyles. Still others get pressures from families to invest in unwise ventures. And then there are the crooks, just waiting to steal their money in Ponzi-type schemes. It is not enough to have a job to take care of today's needs. We also need to manage wisely for the future. King Solomon drew a lesson from the lowly ant, which, having no captain or overseer or ruler, provides for her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Proverbs 6:6-8. We're also told about Joseph, who wisely stored up grain for the coming 7-year famine, as well as the hard-working woman in Proverbs 31, who provided for her family and didn't worry about the winter.
Many of us today have retirements, investments, insurance benefits to help ease our minds about the future. One insurance company even goes as far as to say, "You're in good hands when you let us take care of you." And of course, we all have Social Security to look forward to. Yet the hard reality is there is not much security in our world and its economy. Riches can disappear overnight, as we saw in the huge dive in the stock market in 2008. Investments can go belly up and savings can quickly get depleted. Aren't you glad as Christians we don't have to depend on the world for our ultimate security? For us, God is our refuge and strength. We can find safety in His arms. He not only died for our sins, He lives to give us eternal life.
How would you like to enter a lottery where the odds are in your favor? How about a lottery where you are guaranteed to win? How about a lottery where not only you win, but also your entire family? You won't have to worry about sharing your winnings with anyone. Everyone is a winner. Where you are going, everything is given to you freely. Not just a house is waiting for you, but a mansion. And that mansion has a driveway paved in gold. But that's not even the best part. How about a place where the lottery gives you a winning ticket to eternal life? No more sickness, no sadness, no tears. Not only will you be made young again, but you will never grow old either. It is said that Queen Elizabeth I, while lying on her deathbed, said, "All of my kingdom for one more day of life." When it comes down to your last day on earth, all that you have accumulated will mean nothing. As Jesus says in Luke 12:34, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Make sure you are storing your treasure in the right place. Accept Jesus and put your faith and trust in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now that's a lottery ticket worth buying.
Did you know that most of you have a lottery ticket in your own wallet or purse? I'll show you. Right here, you can deposit it in the little envelope in your Sabbath school class, and you'll invest in the lottery that you want.